सर्वेषां स्वागतं. प्रथमं प्रार्थनां कुर्मः. अस्तु, सहना भवतु. जानाति खलु, यु आल् नो सहना भवतु, रैट्? सो वी विल् स्टार्ट् वित् दट्. ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ. अस्तु, are there any questions in this? Mantara, Vadati, Kaikeyi. Let Rama go to the forest. Can you all see the screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Samichinam. Once we know all the Kriya Padani, I will start talking in Sanskrit. Screen Pashyati Va?
Aam. Aam Pashyati.
Aam.
So you say aam pashyami. Screen pashyati va?
Pashyami. Aam pashyami.
Pashyami.
Samichinam. Astu. Atra mantara vadati. So I'm showing the English version here. Mantara vadati kaikeyi. So will you say ramahava, ramava, ramasyava?
Rama.
Ramaha.
So is it Ramaha or Rama? Let Rama. So the key word is let Rama.
Ramaha.
Ramaha. Okay. So if Kaikeyi says let Rama go to the forest, we use Ramaha vanam gacchatu. That is the usage. Okay. अस्तु
हेमावती.
स्वागतं भगिनि. अस्तु, कैकेयी वदति हे. सो वन्स् यु से हे, सो महोदय, सो सम्बडी हेड् अ क्वश्चन्, वेन् डि वि यूस् हे अण्ड् वेन् डि वि यूस् वेन् डि वि नाट् यूस् हे. सो वेन् एवर् वि टाक् टु सम्बडि डैरेक्ट्लि, इट् इस् अवर् आप्शन् वेदर् वि यूस् हे आर् विदौट् हे. Here, Mantara says, Kaikeyi. So here, she can choose. I mean, Mantara can choose to say, Hey Kaikeyi. Or we can also say, Bhoho Kaikeyi. Or Hare. Or Re. Like that. So instead of Hey, we can say Hare. Like Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Like that.
Bhagini.
Rama Rama. Vadatu.
Boho, is it used for both Strilinga and Pullinga or just...
Strilinga and Pullinga. Boho, hey, hare, all that, re. It's both Strilinga and Pullinga. Samichina. Boho is more of a colloquial one. And it doesn't convey respect. It doesn't convey disrespect. But it is not a respectful term. Like, you know, I don't go to the president and say boho like that. So it is between peers, and it's like that. It's between peers and also somebody less than us or somebody whom we know very, very well.
But he is respect.
He is not disrespect or respect. It's both. Yeah, does not convey disrespect. Boho may convey disrespect.
Again, going back to the Bhavan and the Tvam, you said both are practically same. Something similar?
Similar. But for the usage purposes, Bhavan and Bhavati are easier because they use the same C. Like Bhavan Gacchati, Saha Gacchati. But if you use Tvam, we have to say Bhavan Gacchasi.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so we have to learn a new ending. So that's why Samskrita Bharati said, no, let's make it easy for people to talk. So okay, it will be encouraging for people to talk. So that is the thing about hey or not using hey. So we can use hey. So here mantra can say hey Kaikeyi, or mantra can just say Kaikeyi. And Kaikeyi can say, hey Rama, go to the forest. Atava, hey, atava Rama, go to the forest. Okay, so hey is optional. Any other question?
So whenever hey is used, how does the name change?
Astu Mahodaya, so we will go in detail today, okay? Astu. So we go here, we look at the Abhyasa Pustakam. So in Abhyasa Pustakam, actually the person who did the slide, he went way back. He went way forward, okay? So here, up to 13.1. So here, we call this rupam, this form as sambhodana. Sambhodana means when we talk to somebody. Okay? So, the most common ones that we are learning now are akaranta pullinga, a ending pullinga. That is Krishnaha, Ramaha, Govindaha, like that. So Ramaha will become Rama. So we say, hey Rama. Krishnaha will become Krishna. Hey Krishna. Govindaha will become Govinda. Hey Govinda. Okay, akaranta pullinga padani. Now we come for akaranta strilinga padani. So Sita will become Sita. Rama will become Rame. Okay. Manya is a very respectful term. Like Mahodaya. Manya will become
Manye.
Manye. Manye. Manye. Radhika will become
Radhe.
Radhike. Radhike. Aruna will become
Arune.
So if I want Arune to speak, how will I say?
Hey Arune Vadatu.
Or I can just say Arune Vadatu. Hey is optional. Or I can say Boho Arune. Ma Vadatu. Don't speak. Ma. Like that. Supposing I want to say for Krishna Mahodaya, I can say, what do you want him to say or do? Supposing I want him to write.
Hey Krishna Likatu.
Hey Krishna Likatu. Okay, so Krishnaha will become Krishna Likatu. So Sambhodana is when you talk directly to somebody. So the ending will be tu, samichena. Okay, all of you understand that? Okay, so I cannot say, hey Krishna, likati. No, I cannot say that. I cannot say, hey Arune, vadati. No, vadatu is correct, likatu is correct. Okay, so now, ikaranta srilinga, Gauri will become Gauri, Hraswa. Gauri. Bhagini will become
Bhagini.
Lakshmihi will become
Lakshmi.
So we can see it, we can spot these in slokas. Like when we chant the sloka Saraswati Namastubhyam. So we are talking to her. Namaha tubhyam means to you, I give my namaskaraha. Namastubhyam. Namaha tubhyam namaha. That's what we are saying. Saraswati, Tubhyam Namaha. So I'm talking to her directly. Saraswati. Tubhyam Namaha. Namastubhyam. Okay? So now we come to the things we haven't learned so far. Harihi will become Hare. Like Hare. Guruhu will become Guru. Hey Guru. Hey Hare.
So the Strilingam also Sita becoming Sita. And Strilingam Harihi also becoming Hare.
Ah, Samichena. Yeah, good both comparison.
Together.
Yeah. Ah. So that, yeah, Mahodaya, this is very, very important point. So it is very useful to know the Moola Rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we know it is Harihi and Hare. We cannot say Hara, right?
Sita,
yeah, Sita is there. So we cannot say Sitihi. We know it is Sita. I mean, we have to know by practice, only by practice. Abhyasa. Okay. So, Guruhu will become Guru. So, these are all exceptions now. All the things that are coming up are exceptions. Amba. So, following this rule, it should be Ambe.
Ambe.
Ambe. I mean, we have seen it in song. Jaya Jagadambe Mata Bhavani. Like that, okay? But I think but the rule is Amba only, not Ambe. Amba. So we can, so if the boy is saying, Amba, give me food, you say, hey Amba, Annam Dadatu, Bhojanam Dadatu, serve me food, Parivesayatu, Annam Parivesayatu, Amba. Not Ambai, not Ambe, Amba. But if people are using a more formal mata, we say matah. So we discourage the use of mata and pita. We just say amba and janakah. Janakah will become?
Janaka.
Janaka. Amba will become? Amba. Mata will become matah. Matah. Pita will become pitah. Similar. Because these are all rikaranta padam. Yeah. So you don't need to know that. But rikaranta padam. Mahodayah. Mahodayah is a term of respect. Same like manya is a term of respect. Mahodayah is mahodaya. So I'll say Srinivasa Mahodaya. Kripaya patatu. Kripaya vadatu. Maharajah, Maharaja. But this is an exception. Raja will become Rajan. Yeah. So there are some exceptions. It doesn't follow the rule. Usually it's an Akaranta will become A, right? But it should be Akaranta Strilinga. Like for example, Mata, it should be Mate, but it is not. Mataha. But in some places I have seen Mate, but it is wrong. Maharajaha, Maharaja. That follows the convention. Ramaha, Rama. Maharajaha, Raja. But if it is just plain Raja, it is Rajan. Like we have Panirajaha, right? So it is Paniraja. But if it is just Raja, it is Rajan. Okay, Guruhu is Guru. Harihi is Hare. So here we have some Abhyasaha. Etasmin Sambhashane. In this conversation, Riktani Salani. Empty places. In the empty places, so that's what this is. Avarane. Avarane means within brackets. Dattanam Shabdhanam, using the words which are given within the brackets. Sambhodana Rupaihi Purayatu. Sambhodana Rupam. So that is using this ending. Sambhodana Rupaihi Purayatu, fill it up. This is also Sambhodana, Purayatu. Okay, so Mitram, here they haven't dealt with Napumsakalingam. But Napumsakalingam usually follows the Pullinga pattern. Okay, so we have Mitram, they've given Mitra. The answer Mitra. Mitra. Bhavan Kutra Gacchati. That is the sentence. Hey Mitra, we can use Hey Atra. Hey Mitra, Athava Bhoho Mitra. Bhavan Kutra Gacchati. Okay, so one by one shall we try? Okay, I'll write down the names first. Krishna Mahodaya, so you go back here. Okay, Krishna Mahodaya is there, Paniraj Mahodaya, and Aruna Bhagini, Srinivasa Mahodaya, and Hemavati Bhagini. Do you like to be called Hemavati or Hema?
Anything is fine, Bhagini.
Okay, I'll call you Hemavati because Aruna is Akaranta, so you'll be the Ikaranta person. Astu. So Atra, we have Bhagini. How will that change Krishna Mahodaya? Vadatu.
Bhagini.
Bhagini.
Atra Agachatu.
Agachatu. Sameshina. Or you can use Hey Bhagini. Atava Bhogo Bhagini. Atra Agachatu. Paniraj Mahodaya. Manya.
Manye.
Manye. Tripaya etat patayatu.
Etat patayatu.
So manya is a term of respect. So immediately they put kripaya here to show please. Etat patayatu. Patayatu means to teach. Patatu is to learn or to read. Patayatu is to teach. Like sikna and sikana, something like that.
No. So manya is used only for the strilingam. Only to address the female.
Strilinga.
What is corresponding for the masculine will be?
We just use like Arya and Arya. Arya is also used. The corresponding, we just use Mahodayaha. Mahodayaha.
Okay.
Mahodayaha and Mahodaya, but I see your question. For Manya, I don't know Mahode. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, but just suddenly struck me, that's all. Sorry.
I know. Yeah, good question. Yeah. It should be corresponding. Yes, correct. Samishina. I don't know. Also, Srinivas Mahadya. Krishna.
Krishna. Hey Krishna. Kola halam ma karotu.
Kola halam ma karotu. Kola halam itukte?
Matlab it's...
Making mess, making noise, disturbance, something like that. Astu. Hemavati Bhagini, Lakshmi hi.
Lakshmi, Bhavati api agachativa.
Bhavati api agachativa. Samichina. Astu. So you're getting the hang of it, Kalu. Krishna Mahodaya, Gauri.
Gauri, agachatu. Aapanam gachamaha.
Aapanam gachamaha. Samichina. Paniraj Mahodaya, Amba. Paniraj Mahodaya?
Amba.
Amba will change to?
Amba.
Kinchit saram pariveshayatu. Saram means rasam.
Rasam.
Rasam or satmadhi or this. Kinchit satmadhi pariveshayatu. That is, I don't know how else to say in different language. Okay. Rasam. Everybody calls it
to serve. Right? Basically, it's to serve, right?
To serve. Pariveshayatu means to serve. Pariveshayatu. Okay. Astu. Radha, Aruna Bhagini.
Radhe, Bhavati, Kimartham, Kimapi, Na, Vadati.
Kimapi, Na, Vadati. Astu. here they are not giving an order, right? So it is vadati, na na vadati, agacchati va, asking a question. Okay, so here aapanam gacchamah, let's go to the shop. We go to the shop. Okay, so it's not always tu. The tu ending is when you give an order, but when you ask a question, agacchati va, let's go, gacchamah. Kimapi na vadati, why aren't you not talking? Okay, kimapi,
kimartham is how come, right?
How come or why?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Why? How come or like, the actual meaning is what purpose? Kim artham. Artham is a purpose, right? Like we have the purusha.
Kim artham. Okay.
Kim artham. So we have the chatup, we have that purushartas, kalukalu. We have the four purushartas in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Sanyasi,
Vanaprastha.
So these are the Purusha Artha. So these are the purposes of life. So this is what purpose? The actual literal translation is what purpose? Kim Artham. But in a general term, it is why. Like, why are you picking up the book? Kim artham pustakam svikaroti? Like, for what purpose? What purpose you are taking the book? So it's like, why are you taking the book? Astu. Samichina mahadaya. Astu. The next person, Lata. Srinivasa mahadaya.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Lata. Late. दूरे उपविषय दूरदर्शनं पश्यतु
पश्यतु अस्तु दूरे उपविश्य सो वी विल लर्न ऑल दीस फॉर्म्स ओके दूरे फार उपविश्य आफ्टर सिटिंग फार अवे लाइक दैट दूरदर्शनं दैट इज टीवी दूरदर्शनं पश्यतु सिट फार अवे एंड लुक एट द टीवी
वॉच टीवी फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंस
Watch TV from a distance. Astu. But here, the upavishya, that is a special ending, right? So we have learned upavishati, upavishatu, upavishami. But this is upavishya. Upavishya means after sitting far away, like having sitting far away, something like that.
Okay.
Like when we say, saha patati, saha likati, saha patitva likati. Like after reading, she writes like that. So that is this form. Dura darshanam is TV. Napumsakalingapada. Pashyatu. Astu. Hemavati bhagini, Nalini.
Nalini, kimartham roditi bhavati.
Kimartham roditi bhavati. Kimartham, what purpose, why are you crying? So you just look at the form roditi. Everything else is a and then a ti. But this one is kind of special. Okay. So, okay, let's go back to this one. So this, you have no problem, right? Like, let Govinda take a bath, Govinda, you take a bath, I take a bath and all that, right?
Yes.
Astu. So now we will focus on kriya padani. So Abhyasa Pustakam has only like 10. But here we have a handout. So in this handout we have 36 kriya padani. So in this handout we have, I think, 40. Okay. So we will go through the kriya padanis, so we can get a more solid handle on this. Okay. So, Krishna. Okay. So first, pratamam aham patami. Gacchati iti asti. If somebody sounds there is noise, can you mute it?
Bhagini, the you have to increase the screen size, I think. Nothing is
small. Okay, astu, astu, mahode. Dhanyavada. So we have gachati. We have saha gachati. So for gachatu, if it is let him or her go, it is saha gachatu, correct? If it is please go, what will you say?
Kripaya
gachatu. Atava bhavan gachatu, bhavati gachatu. For please go. Or you use sambhodana rupam. Like sīte gachatu. Okay. And then for I, it is only aham. Aham gachami. Like that. Okay. So, shall we try this? Using different subjects. Okay. Astu. Krishna Mahodaya. We will start with sa. Patati.
Sa patatu.
Sa patatu. That means let her read. Samishena.
Read.
How will you say, please read?
Bhavati patatu.
Bhavati patatu. Samishena Mahodaya. How will you say, I read?
Aham patami.
Samishena. Aham patami. Okay, did everybody understand that?
Astu. Yep.
Astu. Paniraj Mahodaya. Supposing I want to say, you fall. How will you say, you fall?
Bhavati patati.
Bhavati patati. Samichena. Bhavati patati. Okay? But I'm not saying this, but supposing I want to say, you please fall. I'm sorry, but just for illustration.
Bhavati patatu.
See, bhavati. Again, it is bhavati. That's the point I want to say, okay? If I want to make a statement, I say bhavati patati. But if I want to say you fall, it is still bhavati patatu. Okay? Bhavati patatu. But bhavati stays the same. Bhavati patati is a statement. Bhavati patatu is you fall. Bhavati. You fall. Bhavati patatu. Okay. But if I want to say, let her fall.
Let her fall. That is the statement?
Yeah.
Sa
patatu. Samishena Mahodaya. Sa patatu. Did everybody get the points here?
But bhagini ekah prashnam.
Ekah
prashna. So let her fall. So what is the word for let? Like sa is for
addressing. It's a very good question. So when we have let her fall, there is no specific word for let.
Okay.
Yeah, and like the same way when we do prarthana, like may you have, like that. So, like, you know, okay. when we do the Shanti Mantra, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Bhavantu. So, we are talking like a third person, Sarve Bhavantu, that is Bahu Vachana.
Okay.
So, there is no specific word for may and let, but, you know, it is just a bhava. So when I say sa patatu, I'm saying let her fall. Bhavan patatu, you fall. Bhavati patati, you fall. Okay? Bhavati patati is a statement, you fall. Bhavati patatu, when I change it to tu, it is you fall. Like that. Okay? You please fall.
Etaha prashnaha asti.
Vadatu bhagini.
Bhavati Is it with Raswa Ikara or Dheerga Ikara when you normally say?
Samishina question. Dheerga Ikara. Dheerga Ikara. Okay.
Dheerga Ikara. And when we are addressing Bhavati Patatu, then will it become Raswa Ikara or will it still remain Dheerga Ikara?
Raswa Ikara. Samishina question. Yeah. Raswa Ikara.
Raswa Ikara. Okay.
Raswa Ikara.
Dhanyavad.
The Sambodhana comes in Bhavati also.
Bhavati also. But not for...
So it's same like Lakshmi or...
Lakshmi, he becomes Lakshmi, right? So, actually, I'm thinking about it. No, it does not come for Sambodhana. No. Come for Sambodhana. It just comes Bhavati eva. Bhavati patatu. Or Bhavati patati.
So it is Dheerga only.
Yeah, it stays as
doesn't change form.
It does not change the form. No, okay. because that's a very good question. The Sambodhana, it changes only for nama padani, that is nouns. The Bhavati is a sarvanama padani, that is pronoun. It doesn't change for pronoun. You see the difference? Pronoun versus noun?
Astu bhagini.
Astu, okay. So atra, okay, I'll go back to the Abhyasa Pustakam. So atra, all these are nama padani, names. Names of people, like Ramaha, Krishnaha. All these things. Hello. Okay. Except for Mahodayaha. It is Mahodaya. Bhagini will become Bhagini. But Bhavati is like you. It will not change. Okay? Vale. We'll go back to here. So, in contrast, we have a verb called Bhavati, to become. Bhavati. That is Hraswa. All the verbs are Hraswa. Vadati, Vadatu, like that. Okay? So, Aruna Bhagini. Okay? So, Nayati. Supposing I want to say the same thing. Bhavan.
Bhavan, Patatu.
No, we'll go for Nayati this time. Just so we get comfortable with the meanings of words. Astu.
Bhavan Nayati.
Bhavan Nayati.
Then Bhavan Nayatu.
Bhavan Nayatu. Supposing I want to say, let him carry.
Bhavan Saha Nayatu.
Saha Nayatu. Samichina. Okay. Bhavan is for directly you and then Saha Nayatu. Okay. Avagatam kalo? We'll go
Bhagini, can you please iterate to me, if I say Bhavan Nayati, what does it mean?
Bhavan Nayati means you carry. It's a statement. Bhavan Nayati, you carry. Bhavan Nayatu means he's not carrying, you're asking him to carry. Bhavan Nayatu.
It's
Bhavan
like
Nayati. Yeah, request. Yeah, that's the request. Astu. Srinivasa Mahodaya?
Yes.
Tyajati. Supposing I want to say, I want to use the word Rama or Aham.
Okay. Aham. So, Aham Tyajami.
Tyajami. Okay, that's it. You cannot do anything else with it, right?
Aham Tyajami. That's it. Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Supposing you want to use Ramaha.
Ramah Tyajati.
But Tyajatu?
Again, Ramah Tyajatu.
Ramah Tyajatu, what does it convey?
Rama sacrificed.
No, let Rama, right?
Let Rama sacrifice.
let Rama sacrifice, or let Rama discard, or let Rama let it go, like that.
Discard.
Discard.
Tejati is discard the right thing or sacrifice the right thing? Because I remember Tejati is the word which comes in sacrifice also, right?
Yeah. Tyagam, correct. It comes as thing. But discarding is the actual meaning. Discard.
Achha, okay.
So yeah. So even if you look at another form, okay. This one. Tejati. So this is a second version. Leaves.
Leaves, okay.
Tejati, leaves. To let it go.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So here in Ekanimsham Bhagini. Supposing Srinivas, I want to say, Rama, let it go. Rama, leave it.
Rama Tejatu.
Rama Tejatu. Astu Bhagini, Prichatu. Rama Tejatu. Hey Rama. Rama Tejatu. Atava Kripaya Tejatu. Astu Bhagini, Prichatu. Prichatu. Prashnam Prichatu.
Bhagini, the first one was Rama Tyajati or Ramaha Tyajati?
Ramaha Tyajati.
But when we say Tyajati, we generally say like an order, right? So don't we use...
No. So when we say Tyajati, it is never an order. Okay? So when we say Tyajati, we are always talking about something that is happening. Tyajati. Milati, like that. But the only thing for order or a request or something like that, it is only for tu.
Okay.
For tejatu, you talk directly, you say Rama tejatu.
Okay.
But if I say Ramaha tejatu, that means I'm saying let Rama, that means I'm giving permission, let Rama leave. Like that. So the tu has three different. Okay, go tyajatu, or we can say kripaya tyajatu. It's the same thing. Please go tyajatu. So you know, I can say it in a mean way, tyajatu, or I can say kripaya tyajatu.
Mean way also same.
Yeah, mean way also same. Tyajatu atava kripaya tyajatu. But I can say it in a very, very gentle way. Will you please leave? So leave something, not to go from this place, but to let it go, like that. So I can say, kripaya tyajati va, like that. But in general, a command or you know, like when you want somebody to do something, it is tyajatu. But I cannot say tyajatu va.
Mm-hmm.
I can say gachati va. Are you leaving now? I'm asking a question. Gachati va. So it is almost, but I can say only to go, I can say gachatu or kripaya gachatu. Okay, so the gachati va is like over here. Let me go to bhavati api agachati va. Are you also coming? Then you ask the, you put the sambhodana there. But whenever we say tu, it is direct sambhodana. But agachati va, we can also use sambhodana. But you are not giving an order, or you are not making a respect. Okay, let's get back here. Okay. Any other question?
So when I say Ramaha Tyajati, it means Rama leave.
Rama discards. Yeah, Rama discards. Or you know, in a depending on what it is, he sacrifices. Like, you know, if I say something like Rama leaves food on the plate, that is not sacrificing. I can just say Ramaha annam tyajati. But he sacrificed his kingdom. Kalo. Then we say, Ramaha tyagam karoti. Atava ayodhyayaha rajyam tyajati. Then it's a big sacrifice. So depending on what it is, the meaning changes. Okay. Hemavati,
if it's the third person, then it is coming like leaves, like that. Like he leaves, yeah. Or Rama leaves. Or Rama.
If it is
second person like Bhavan, Bhavati, it means you leave, you carry, like that.
Samichena. And for third person also, we can say Prichato, Janato, that means let. Let him see. For example, you know, I gave the example of a boy watching TV, and the mom says, don't watch TV, and the father says, let him watch TV, right? So I can say, Balakaha Pashyati, Duradarshanam Pashyati. So the mom is saying, Duradarshanam Ma Pashyatu, to him. Avagatam? So, and then the dad says, let him watch TV. Saha Pashyatu.
Saha Pashyatu.
That is, let him watch TV. So this is a tricky thing to understand, but this is used very, very commonly. So the way you say it gives the meaning. For
so
example,
the tone decides the meaning.
Exactly. So I can say, Ma Pashyatu, don't watch TV. So the father says, Saha Pashyatu, let him watch TV. Like, you know, within brackets, what is there? What's wrong? Like that.
Bahini, if the tone decides the meaning, it's difficult to put it in writing.
Yeah, it is difficult to put it in writing. That's why when you read the, like, you know, the kavyas and all that, it's good when you have some interpretation also along with it. Mm-hmm. Or you interpret it in your own way, like that. So, for example, if I'm saying this to an elderly person or somebody, if I want to convey respect, I will add Kripaya. Kripaya Pashyatu. Please look at my book. Kripaya Mama Pustakam Pashyatu. Or to somebody I don't want them to read, I'll say Kripaya Ma Pashyatu. Atava Ma Pashyatu. Like that. And then somebody may say, Saha Pashyatu. What is there? Saha Pashyatu. Nothing wrong. Doshaha Nasti. Pashyatu, saha pashyatu. So everything depends on the tone. Okay. So we'll just go down the. Okay. So supposing I want to bring the lessons which we learned before. Okay. For example, if I want to say, Hemavati Bhagini. Supposing, okay, so we go for, no, let's finish this exercise first and then we go for something else. Preshayati. Okay, Preshayati is the verb. Supposing I want to say, he sends.
Saha Preshayati.
So I'm telling him, you don't send.
Bhavan Ma Preshayatu.
Samichena. Ma Preshayatu. And somebody is telling, let him send.
Saha Preshayatu.
Samichena. That's it. And then if I want to say, I send.
Aham Preshayami.
Bahu Samichena. So did everybody understand this?
Bahini question. Saha Preshayatu, if it is becoming Sa Preshayatu, or that changes?
Yeah, no, Sa Preshayatu. Good question.
Only in Aham it changes.
only for aham it changes. Good question. In kriya padani, so one of the lakshanam, that is one of the rules, is that there is no difference in linga. Linga bhedah nasti.
Okay.
Ramah patati, Sita patati. Bhavan patati, so Bhavati.
First person, second person changes. Only the first one changes. First person, second person, third person, that changes happen.
Yeah. So that is called Purusha. Purusha, okay. Purusha bhedah asti. Pratama Purusha is third person. Uttama Purusha is first person, as we know. So we say bhavan gachati, saha gachati, somebody, we say kopi gachati. And then we have aham gachami. So the purusha changes. Asta. So now have everybody done the exercise on let's see now. Ayodhya, Yaha, like that. So do you have any questions? Sorry, I'm doing this. Gacchati. So you guys don't have any problem with this, right? How will you say this one? Okay, here. Sarayu Nadyah Tire Ayodhya Asti.
Yes.
Okay. So, Krishna Mahodaya, Ayodhya.
Ayodhya Raja Dashrata.
Ayodhya. Now, punah vadatu, akaranta strilinga asti chet, yaha we have to add, right? Yaha.
Right, Ayodhya.
Ayodhya, yaha.
Ayodhya, yaha.
Ayodhya, yaha, Raja, Dasharatha. Ayodhya, yaha, Raja, Dasharatha. Pani Raj Mahadeya?
Dasharatha.
Dasharatha.
Putra.
Chatvaraha putraha. So here the salient point here is we say Dasharatasya Chatvaraha putraha. That means Dasharata has Chatvaraha putraha. Has is implied here. Okay. Supposing I want to say Sujata has a book.
Sujata yaha pustakam asti.
Pustakam asti. Here they haven't given the verb. So the verb is santi. Putraha santi. Santi is the bahu vachanam. Asti is eka vachanam. That is singular. Singular. Putraha is bahu vachanam santi. Okay. Dasharatasya chatvaraha putraha santi. Sujatayah pustakam asti. That means Sujata has a book. I mean, it's kind of counterintuitive, right? So Sujatayah pustakam means Sujata's pustakam. But yeah, it is a difficult thing to comprehend, to get our mind around it. But that is the sentence formation. Dasharatasya Chatvaraha putraha santi. Dasharata has chatvaraha, four boys. Putraha, four boys. Okay. Supposing I were to say, I have a, what do I have? I have a computer. Aruna Bhagini, you want to try this? I have a computer. Okay, somebody else also. I have a computer.
Computer Sanganaka Yantram.
Sanganaka. So, using mama, samichina. Mama.
Mama samipe. Sanganaka yantram asti.
Samichina. Okay, but, so we can add samipe.
But you can just simply say mama sanganaka.
Mama sanganakam asti. Yeah. So that is the sentence formation here. Dasharathasya chatvaraha putraha santi. That means Dasharatha has four boys.
Bhagini question.
Mama sanganaka. Vadatu.
No. For things like computer or which more modern words. In the Sanskrit sentences, would it be more sensible to use the English word as such than trying to complicate it with the new words?
No. If the word is already given, Sanganakam is already given. If we don't know, then we can make up words or do something like that. But Mahodaya, these things will increase your vocabulary.
Okay.
So when the word is already given, let's use it.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the most important thing is conversing.
Okay.
And sometimes it is a challenge. We can say I sit on the sofa. You say, oh boy, what is a sofa?
Mm-hmm.
So sofa is a. I can easily say aham sofa. Sofa is not a Sanskrit word, right? So I don't know whether to use the ending for a pullinga or a strilinga or napumsakalinga.
Okay.
But if I know the word is sukhasanam. So I can say sukhasane upavishami, like that. So for example, if you don't want to use computer, right?
Okay.
Supposing I say the computer's name is Dell.
Okay.
How will you form that sentence in Sanskrit? Computerasya.
No, computer yantrasya nama Dell.
Nama. Samichana. Computer yantrasya nama Dell. Okay. Yeah. You can bypass like that. Okay. But if you don't want to sanganakasya nama Dell, like that.
You saying that you told sometime earlier about if you can English word add Mahodaya to it,
for a name, yes, correct. Yeah, your approach is very good. Like for example, if I want to say microwave, I don't know what a microwave is. So you can say microwave yantrasya nama. Samichina. That's a very good approach. Okay? Samishina Mahodaya, very good. Astu. So this is the point I wanted to say. Like, I have a dog, or she has a dog. Hemavati Bhagini, you want to try? She has a dog. So for she, for C, we say, either tasyaha or etasyaha.
Etasyaha.
For a dog, it is shunakaha.
Shunakaha.
Asti.
Etasyaha.
Shunakaha asti. Correct. Supposing I want to say, her dog's name is I don't know, wow, or something crazy like that. Krishna Mahodaya, how will you say?
My dog's name is Tank, so I can follow
Tank. Tank. Tank.
Tank.
Tank.
Mama Shunakasya Nama Namaha Tank.
Namaha na, only Nama. Okay, that is
Nama,
sir.
Nama Tank.
Nama Tank, astu. Paniraj Mahodaya, how will you say his dog's name is Tank?
Tasya Shonakasya Nama Tank.
Samishena. Aruna Bhagini, how will you say what is his dog's name? Supposing it is a her. What is her dog's name?
Tasyaha shunakasya nama kim.
Ah, samichena. Tasyaha shunakasya nama kim. Very good. You guys have a good foundation. Samichena. Srinivasa Mahodaya. okay, now we'll combine Shashti Vibhakti, like Tasyaha Etasyaha, as well as Kriya Padani. Your daughter Sujata laughs.
Sujata?
Laughs. Laugh is
Hasati.
It's hasati, not here. Let me see if let's see if it is here. Hasati. Your is first you have to ask me. Pullingam va strilingam va. Strilingam. Strilingam. Only for you.
तस्याः पुत्री सुजाता हसति.
तस्याः पुत्री सुजाता हसति. तस्याः मीन्स् हर् राइट् हर्
तस्याः मीन्स् हर्
हर्
हर् हर्स्
हर् हर् सो इन् इङ्ग्लिश् वी डोंट् हैव हर्स् राइट् हर्
हर् ओके
शी एंड हर् She is sa, tasyaha means her.
Okay.
So now I'm saying you were.
You were.
Like in the very beginning, your name. What is your name?
Mama.
Mama is my name. Mama is my. When you ask a female, you are.
You were okay. Tasyah, no, Tasyah.
Bhavatyah. 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 Namakim. So now we are saying your daughter Sujata laughs.
Okay.
Bhavatyah
putri Sujata hasati.
Samichina. Bhavatyah putri Sujata hasati. Samichina. Astu. Hemavati Bhagini, my son Vijay reads.
Mama Putra.
Putraha, Samichina. Putraha.
Putraha Vijaya.
Vijay. Vijayaha.
Vijaya Patatu.
Patati. Patati. Samichina. Mama Putraha Vijayaha Patati. Okay, sentence formation, okay? Okay, so now we are practicing sentence formation using what we have learnt so far. Akastu. Krishna Mahodaya, Parvati's husband Shiva dances. Dances means, let's look over here. Astiva, Nastiva.
Good.
It's nasty. So, Nrityati.
Yeah.
Or you can use anything else. Drinks.
So the question again is
I'm sorry. Parvati's husband Shiva dances.
Parvatyaha patihi Shivaha pibati.
Samichena. Pibati. Okay. So we can just say for example Paniraj Mahodaya. Rama knows. Knows means, let's see if it is here.
Janati.
Janati. Oh, you know it all right. Astu. Janati. Janati.
Rama Janati.
Rama Janati. Supposing I want to qualify Rama. Sita's husband Rama.
Ramaha Sitayaha Patihi.
Ramaha Sitayaha Patihe. Supposing I want to say Sita's husband Rama knows.
Sitayaha Pati Ramaha Janati.
Janati. So you just add Patihi. Okay. Sitayaha Patihi Ramaha Janati. Samishina Mahadeya. Samishina. Astu. Aruna Bhagini. Your son buys. First you say, okay, your son Madhava buys.
Mama putraha Madhavaha krinati.
Krinati, samichena. Supposing I want to change, Srinivasa Madhya, if I want to change it to your son, Madhava buys. Your is Pullinga this time.
Your son. Bhavataha? Bhavataha putraha madhavaha. What is the verb?
To buy.
To buy.
I'm pointing it here.
Krinati.
Krinati.
Bhavataha putraha madhavaha krinati.
Samishena. Okay. So I will send you homework like this with lots of kriya padani and also using shashti vibhakti. Okay, this way you will learn it. Astu. Any questions?
Bhagini, for bhavataha doesn't come as bhavatasya, it always be bhavataha.
Samishina question. So bhavan is a special verb. Because it does the Moola Padam is not ending in A. The Moola Padam ends in Ta, Bhavat.
Okay.
So it becomes Bhavataha. Okay, but for Bhavati is an Ikaranta. For example, if I want to say, Maithili's husband, Rama, takes. That is, receives or takes. So Maithili, right? So Maithilyaha Ikaranta, right? Maithilyaha Patihi Ramaha Svikaroti. So if I want to say Bhavati, it's same like Maithili. So Bhavatyaha. Okay, Yaha. So Bhavan is different. Bhavan is special.
Root word is Bhavat, is it?
Bhavat. Root word is Bhavat. Bhavat Shabda. Same that is asmad, it becomes mama. So mama and aham, it doesn't follow the same pattern, right? So it's like that. Okay, so I don't want to go into too much detail. We'll learn that later. So now we come to the one that I skipped the last time. Last time I skipped this sambhashanam, right? So here, the key words that are being taught are avashyakam. That means necessary. Avashyakam. Mastu. I don't want it. Not necessary. No. Paryaptam. Enough. Okay. So here, a sambhashanam between vitarakaha and grahakaha. Vitarakaha is a... who is a vitarakaha? A servant. Vitaranam karoti. Vitaranam karoti, he distributes. So it is a server or a waiter. Server. He serves. Vitarakaha or a waiter. Okay. Boho. Hey, like that. Kim avashyakam. What is necessary? What do you want? It's basically what do you want. But we're not asking what do you want here. Kim avashyakam. Like that. So if we read the instructions, etat sambhashanam patatu. Sambhashanam is napumsakalinga padam. So it is etat. Okay. Supposing it is pataha. How will this change?
Pataha. Esaha.
Esaha. Esaha pataha. Esaha pataha. Supposing it is kavita. Kavita is there. It's a poem. how will this change?
Kavite.
एषा कविता एतत् सम्भाषणम् एषः पाठः ओके सो ऐ जस्ट् वाण्ट् टु रिव्यू सो यु गैस् डोण्ट् फर्गेट् इट् अस्तु भोः किम् आवश्यकम् सो हि सेस् काफी आवश्यकम् काफी इस् नाट् अ संस्कृत वर्ड् रैट् सो वि जस्ट् से काफी इट्स् लैक् सेइङ्ग् काफी आवश्यकम् बट् इस् नाट् अ फ बट् फ काफी आवश्यकम् सो वितारकः अस्ति जलम् आवश्यकं किम् जलम् इस् अ नपुंसकलिङ्गपदम् जलम् सो आवश्यकम् किम् सो इन्स्टेड् आफ् वा वी केन् यूस् किम् आल्सो जलम् आवश्यकं किम् अथवा जलम् आवश्यकं वा अथवा मीन्स् जलम् आवश्यकं वा सो ग्राहकः सेस् मास्तु नो मास्तु मीन्स् ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् नास्ति मीन्स् इट् इस् नाट् देर् नास्ति But when the tu is here, the na becomes a ma, right? So it becomes maastu. Avagatam, understand? Na asti becomes naasti. That means it's not there. But ma astu. No, I don't want. So this means I don't want. So the na will change to ma. Then the tu will be there. No, I don't want. Maastu. Kaafi avashyakam. If I want to say only... I say eva avashyakam. Coffee eva avashyakam. Only coffee. So he says, svikarotu. Kinchit sharkara. So a little bit sugar, he's asking. He's just dragging, saying, you want some sugar? So atra, for napumsakalingapadam, we say avashyakam. For strilingapadam, we say avashyaki. The book doesn't say it, but Sharkara Avashyaki. Sharkara Avashyaki. Yeah, good question. Avashyakaha.
Avashyak is the verb form or not?
No, it is a noun form. For a verb form, it doesn't change. Kalo. Verbs do not have linga bheda.
Yeah.
So whenever there is a change in the linga bheda, it's not a verb.
Okay.
It is only for now. Good question, Bhagini. So that is how you have to review. Okay. So avashyakaha, avashyaki, avashyakam. Sharkara, avashyaki. Coffee is not a Sanskrit word, so we say avashyakam. Jalam, avashyakam.
Bhagini,
okay.
If coffee to be converted to a Sanskrit word, you just said coffee banasya, something like that?
Coffee panam. Coffee panam. Chai panam. Samichena.
You add the panam, then it becomes a Sanskrit word, like the word
Bhagavad Gita. Sanskrit word, correct. Yeah. Samichena. Good point. Thanks for reviewing like that. Coffee panam. Chai panam. Like that. Coffee panam avashyakam va. Kafi panashya, okay, that is different thing. Okay, kinchit sharkara avashyaki. So he says, he probably said yes. Svikarotu. He is asking, kinchit sharkara avashyaki. So vitarakaha says, svikarotu. Punaha avashyakam va. Punaha means some more. Punaha avashyakam va. Pariyaptam, enough. Punaha mastu, no more. Okay, this is the basic conversation. Any questions in this? Okay, so we will go to another conversation that somebody has done. So here we have a lot of food items. So we can say kim avashyakam, kim mastu, all those things in this conversation. Avashyakam, mastu, pariyaptam. Okay, so putra is telling. There are going to be a lot of words, so we can, I'll go over the words quickly, but you know, the important things are like, you know, whatever we have learnt so far. Okay, putra is saying, amba, Mahati bubuksha asti. Bubuksha asti means I am hungry. Shigram bhojanam pariveshayatu.
Mahati means very?
Very. Bubu, okay, so here, bubuksha is the Strilinga padam. So it becomes mahati. For pullinga and napumsakalinga, mahat. Like brihat. Like that. Mahat. But here it is Strilinga, so mahati bubuksha asti. So here, we say I have, instead of saying I have, bubuksha asti, there is hunger. That is the sentence formation, bubuksha asti. There is hunger. Shigram is quickly. Bhojanam pariveshayatu. Serve food, bhojanam. So Amba is telling, Raghava, bhojanartam sarvan akvayatu. Raghava, what is the rupam? What is it called?
Hey Raghava.
Sambhodana rupam. Bhojanartam. So kimartam, we learnt over there, right? Kimartam, what purpose? Bhojanartam, for the purpose of food. Bhojanartam. Sarvana, you can ignore now, which means everybody. Ahvayatu, call everybody. Sarvana, call everybody. So Putra saying astu means okay. Astu. Sarve shigram agachantu, he calls everybody. Sarve, everybody, shigram agachantu. This is bahuvachanam. Agachantu. Okay, if you don't understand all the words, it's okay. Amba is saying, adya annam saraha vyanjanam kvatitam madhuram payasam cha asti. So instead of asti, it should be santi. Okay, santi. Bahuvachanam santi. So when you want to say, avashyakam, how will you say for annam? Annam avashyakam. Hello? Annam avashyakam va? Annam avashyakam. For saraha, how will you say saraha?
Saraha avashyakaha.
So the question will be saraha avashyakaha va? Saraha avashyakaha. Saraha means rasam. Right? Saram. Saraha. Vyanjanam. Vyanjanam means vegetable. So if you say avashyakaha, avashyakam or avashyaki?
Avashyakam.
Vyanjanam avashyakam. Kvatitam means sambar. Kvatitam. How will you say kvatitam?
Kvatitam avashyakam.
Avashyakam.
Maduram?
Avashyakam.
Payasam? Avashyakam.
What is so, maduram?
Maduram is something sweet. Maduram. Some sweet. Payasam, we know it is a sweet dish. A dessert. Maduram is also sweet. Adya kaha visheshaha? What is the special today? Adya, today. Kaha, because visheshaha is a pullinga, so the question is also pullinga. Kaha visheshaha. So Amba says, adya pita mahasya janmadinam. Oho. Pita mahaha means grandfather. Mahaha. Grandfathers will become pita mahasya janmadinam. Ataha payasam kritavati. Okay, there are a lot of words here, but you know, we don't need to know all those words. Svikarotu, lavanam svikarotu. Okay, so anyway, so let's go back and review what we have learned so far. So do you want to go through the conversation?
Sure.
Okay, all right. So adya vyanjane lavanam eva nasti. Lavanam, okay, this we'll just forget it. Okay, lavanam avashyakam. Okay, we will concentrate on what we should know. Lavanam avashyakam. Lavanam means salt.
Salt.
salt. Vyanjane lavanam eva nasti means in the vegetable there is no salt. Adya means today. Amba, there is no salt in the vyanjanam. In the vegetable. Lavanam avashyakam.
Bahini, question. Lavanam nasti, lavanam eva nasti.
Lavanam eva nasti means not even a bit.
Means it's just missing. One lavanam nasti means less salt. Lavanam eva nasti means no salt.
It's the same thing, Mahodaya. Lavanam nasti, there is no salt. Lavanam eva nasti means it's emphasizing, not even a bit of salt, like that.
Okay.
Same thing, but you know, this is more emphasis. Eva is more emphasis.
Okay.
Not even a bit of lavanam. Lavanam avashyakam, he says. So Amba says, Aho, Vispritavati, I forgot. So Atra, we have smarati is to remember. Where is it? Smarati. Smarati is to remember. Vismarati is to forget. Vismarati is to forget. So she says, I forgot. Aho means oho. It's like, oh no. Aho is like, oh no, I forgot. Svikarotu lavanam. Lavanam svikarotu. So here, it doesn't change according to what is to be taken. Svikarotu. Supposing it is, let's say, sharkara. So we saw sharkara here, right? Sharkara. It is still svikarotu. It doesn't change according to linga. Okay, because this is a word. Word doesn't change according to what is being said. So it doesn't change according to linga. So, Mata Mahi is grandmother. So Pita Mahaha is the father's mother. Father's father. Father's father. Pita Mahaha. So Mata Mahi. Mata Mahi is mother's mother. Don't worry, these are all strange things. We are going to learn all that. So he says Radhe. So Radhe means what will be the original word?
Radha.
Saraha Kotuhu Asti. Saraha means rasam. Katuhu means spicy. It's very spicy. Katuhu asti. Dhritam avashyakam. What is dhritam?
Ghee.
Dhritam avashyakam. So it is napumsakalinga, so it is avashyakam.
Dhritam.
I'm sorry, Gritam. Okay, it is Gritam, not Gritam, Dhanyavadaha. Gritam Avashyakam. Okay, Astu.
Bhagini, what is bitter taste?
Okay, so let's go to the Abhyasa Pustakam. So it is on page 61. Lavanam, salt. Amlaha, sour. Madhuraha, sweet. Chakalehaha, madhuraha. Katuhu, spicy. Tiktaha, bitter.
But we are not seeing the Gattuhu in the screen. I think we are losing something. Okay, got it. Okay, got Gattuhu. Got it.
Okay. Gattuhu, spicy. Tiktaha, bitter. Kashayaha. Kashayaha is like the taste of gooseberry. Like, you know, it's very astringent. They call it astringent. Hello? Astringent.
Supari.
Yeah, like the supari. Like the supari. It's like a very funny taste. It's not sweet or salty or sour or spicy or bitter. It's like a very different taste. Astringent. Supari. Supari has that astringent taste. It doesn't have a taste, but it leaves a funny taste on the tongue. Okay? Astu. We'll go back here. Ghritam avashyakam katuhu. So, kinchit madhuram is asking. Amba is asking. You want some sweet? Patihi is telling. Pariyaptam. What does pariyaptam mean?
Enough, sufficient.
Enough. Pariyaptam. Kvatitam pariveshayatu. Kvatitam means sambar. Kvatitam pariveshayatu. Serve kvatitam. Bhavati api. So, Aruna Bhagini or Hemavati Bhagini, you asked the question, right? Bhavati api khadatu. Dhirga eva. Okay? Bhavati khadatu. Bhavati api khadatu. That means you also eat. Amba is saying, aam. Aham api khadami. Vatsa is like a saying, like sweetheart, like kanna or, you know, something like that. It's a term of endearment. Vatsa. Annam punaha avashyakam va. You want some more food, some more rice. He says, pariyaptam punaha mastu. I don't want any more. Takram, amlam asti. Takram is buttermilk. Takram, amlam asti. It's very sour. Mastu, I don't want. So, Mata Mahi, the grandmother, says, Savadhanam bhojanam karotu. Eat slowly or carefully. But here it means slowly. Bhojanam. So bhojanam, we can say khadatu or karotu. Like have food or eat food like that. Jalam svikarotu. Okay. Radhe. Pitamaha saying. Radhe. Payasam ruchikaram asti. It's very nice. Tastes very good. Ruchikaram. Ruchikaram doesn't mean sweet. It just says tastes very good. Bhojanam ativa swadishtam asti. Swadishtam. Means very, very, it's just like how I like it. Dhanyavadaha. Ayushman bhava. Okay, may. So here, may you live long. Ayushman bhava.
Bhakini, since she is addressing Radhe, should it be Ayushman bhavati or bhava?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a very good question, Mahodaya. So here, he is talking about Tvam. Very good observation. He is talking about Tvam. So for Tvam, it is Bhava.
Okay.
Tvam, it is Bhava. So to follow up, to add to this, supposing it is Karotu, right? We say Bhavan Karotu, Bhavati Karotu. That is you. For Tvam, it is Kuru. So the form changes.
Okay.
Supposing it is Pariveshayatu. Right? Here. Pariveshayatu. So here they're saying Bhavati Kvatitam Pariveshayatu. Bhavati is not given, but it's understood. Bhavati Kvatitam Pariveshayatu. But for Tvam, it will be Pariveshaya Eva. So the Tu is not there. Very, very good question. Pariveshaya. So it is Bhava, Ayushman Bhava.
Tvam also means you only.
Yeah. Tvam is the proper you. But Bhavan and Bhavati are modified by Samskrita Bharati to mean you. To make it easy for us to form sentences. Bhavan Karotu is easier than Kuru. Right? We have to learn something new. Svikarotu, Svikuru. Right? It is difficult. Okay? So here there is another conversation similar to what we have just learnt. Like a Buddha. Buddhasya ruchihi katuhu. Buddha Buddhasya ruchihi. Ruchihi is a Srilinga padam. Ruchihi. Marichika.
Bhagini.
Ah.
Bhagini, Gudaha means, is it Jaggery?
Jaggery. Gudaha, Jaggery. Marichika is a chili, right? Chilies. Marichika yaha ruchihi madhuraha. So, ruchihi...
Gudasya ruchihi should be madhuram, no?
Samichena. So, here, the question here is, etani vakyani patatu. Read these sentences.
Okay, vakyam
vakyani ashuddhani vakyani shuddhani karotu. The ashuddhani vakyani, the incorrect sentences, change it to shuddham sentence. Ashuddhani shuddham karotu. Gudasya ruchihi katuho. So this I was going to say na. Gudasya ruchihi madhuraha. Okay, so we will do this the next time. Okay, gudasya ruchihi katuhu na gudasya ruchihi madhuraha. So you can just read this sambhashana. This is similar to the other one which we have just read. Amba, kim adya kvatitam bahu katuhu asti. So atra kvatitam iti asti, right? So kvatitam katu asti. Amlam bahu. I mean, sakram bahu amlam asti. Okay, so we will continue doing. Wait. I will add this conversation to the homework, and Srinivasa Mahodaya, I will send it to you also. So we can learn all the mastu, avashyakam, paryaptam, etc. Okay, bhojanam mastu, bhojanam avashyakam, etc. So we'll go back to Abhyasa Pustakam now. So instead of going from the beginning, I will just. Okay, so far we have learnt how to say your, right? Bhavattaha, bhavatyaha, and my, mama nama. So I'm just reviewing because it's very, very important to keep reviewing. Astu, eshaha and saha. Saha vriddaha, tasya nama narayanaha. Eshaha balakaha, etasya nama sureshaha. अथवा बालकस्य नाम सुरेशः वृद्धस्य नाम नारायणः सो आन् एण्ड् सो फोर्थ् सो वी हेव् एषा सीता एतस्याः नाम सीता एषा महिला एतस्याः नाम सीता और् वी केन् से एतस्याः पतिः सीता रामः सा सन्ध्या तस्याः पुत्रः गोविन्दः अथवा पुत्री Sujata. Avagatam, are you guys understanding that?
No.
So you guys please practice this, okay? Otherwise, you will not remember. Etat pustakam, pustakasya nama na ramayanam, atava abhyasa pustakam. Etasya nama abhyasa pustakam. Tat griham, grihasya nama kim? तस्य नाम किम् तस्य नाम शान्तिनिलयम् सो So we give names for houses, right? So tasya nama shanti nilayam. Tat phalam, palasya nama seva phalam. Apple, seva phalam. Like that. Pushpasya nama, like. So this we have learned. Kaha, all that. So we have sa balakaha va, aam, na, all that. Then we learnt all this. Then asti, nasti, atra, tatra, kutra, sarvatra, and then bhavan. Aham, bhavan, bhavati. Aham, mahila, bhavati, mahila, bhavatyaha. There's a difference. Then etasya, tasyaha, so saryunadyaha, and all that. So kriyapadam. So bhavan, bhavati. So now we reviewed the kriyapadam. And then we learn avashyakam mastu. See if you can do this sambhashanam. So they are going to a shop. Sambhashane ese shabdaha bhavantu. Let these words be in the sambhashanam. Shatika, sari. Cholaha, blouse. Yutakam, shirt. Urukam, pant. Okay, so there is a sambhashanam between the husband and wife and the vitaraka, vikreta. Vikreta is a shopkeeper. Here vitarakaha is a server or a waiter. Okay, so this is the homework for you guys. So here, I'm assuming you've already done the homework. So the homework is there. We have sankhya. We will do it the next time. Asso. Prashnaha santi va? Any questions? Asto.
No.
Asto. Viramamaha, shanti mantram vadamaha.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu, makaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shanti 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 hi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.
Okay, so I'm going to send out these handouts also. Okay, this one has we can ignore all this for now. So we have the Kriya Padani. So the Kriya Padani are in Sanskritam and then it is followed by English. After this we have the Sankhya, numbers. So we will go over these the next time. So if you want to print it or you can just have it online. Here we have only Sanskritam. And this, okay, but I'm going to send you this one which has more information. So this is the level 1 handout for all level 1 people. This is very, very important. Astu.
Thank you.
Astu. Okay, I'm going to stop this.
Dhanyavada.
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 Dhanyavada.